We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate. When unions negotiate a tentative deal up against the Super Bowl. I'm David Brancaccio. As Super Bowl week kicks off today in Las Vegas, there's news unions and management at several casinos have averted a strike. Over the weekend, the hotels reached tentative agreements with the Culinary Workers Union as the city prepares to welcome more than 300,000 visitors, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Negotiators for casinos in Las Vegas's downtown area and the union representing hospitality workers reached tentative deals over the weekend with just hours to go before a strike deadline. The Culinary Workers Union had been negotiating for about 10 months. Heading into the weekend, there were still no agreements in place with three casinos, and the union was preparing for a strike starting today at 5 a.m. Pacific time. But on Sunday morning, the union announced a deal with the Golden Nugget and overnight with the Grand Hotel and Casino. The union also agreed to keep talking with the Virgin Hotel and not strike for now. Major casino operators on the Las Vegas Strip, which is separate from downtown, struck new labor deals late last year, which the union said included a 32% pay increase. No word on the latest agreements with the downtown casinos, but the union had been aiming for similar deals. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin depend on a lot of high-powered computers doing high-level math, some crypto systems more than others. Now, those computers grinding away to mint new virtual coin, that's known as crypto mining, and that activity consumes as much as 2% of all electricity in the U.S., according to the Energy Information Administration. But starting this week, that federal agency will start collecting more detailed information. Here's Marketplace's Henry Epp.
When Colin Reed was mayor of Plattsburgh, New York a few years ago, the small city had just welcomed some Bitcoin mining operations to town. They came with their racks and racks of computer servers to take advantage of Plattsburgh's cheap hydroelectric power. At least, it was cheap up to a point.
If we exceed those quotas because Bitcoin is in town, we have to then buy more power on spot markets, which means everybody's rates rose quite a bit.
Reed, who's also a professor of economics at SUNY Plattsburgh, wants more transparency around the industry's energy use, but
the industry is probably loath to really tell the full story.
The industry isn't afraid of data collection, says Lee Bratcher, president of the Texas Blockchain Council.
We are just concerned with the manner in which this data collection is going about.
Bratcher argues mining companies could be at a competitive disadvantage if the feds release what he calls proprietary information. He says the industry is exploring how to respond to the EIA's request, including whether or not to take legal action. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Since last April, a civil war in Sudan has forced millions from their homes. The fighting has driven many to neighboring countries, but some refugees are now looking further afield. Canada is one of the few countries to offer reunification arrangements for people from Sudan who have immediate family in our neighbor to the north. The BBC's Priya Sippy reports.
Saida Hassan, a 58-year-old woman, recently made a 200-mile journey through central Sudan. She was traveling with her mother and brother.
The journey was truly exhausting and very difficult. Travel tickets were expensive. There were checkpoints along the way, and we were excessively searched and interrogated by the army.
But they were determined to reach Atbara. It's one of the only few places in Sudan where passports are still issued. Saida's mother and brother need passports because they have been given a chance to escape the war. Last month, the Canadian government announced it would give permanent residency for up to 3,250 Sudanese nationals who have immediate family in Canada. But the pathway to Canada is complicated. Sudanese Canadians hoping to sponsor a close relative must earn a minimum of $27,514 or have $9,900 in savings. Rania Elfil, a Canadian citizen who helps to run an association representing Sudanese Canadian communities, says this will be a challenge for many.
Since the war in Sudan started in April, a lot of people here have been supporting their families, and that basically depleted and affected their savings.
Canada also requires a biometric and security screening and medical checkup to enter the country. But many of Sudan's services have been affected by the war. Aya, a 34-year-old Sudanese-Canadian citizen, has been living in Ontario for the past 23 years. She says finding enough money to both support her family and bring them over is causing her significant stress.
Most of us are spending all of our personal finances. We've taken on multiple jobs just to be able to do the humanitarian work that Canada should be at the very forefront in.
Aya believes the Canadian government should do more.
One, they need to remove this financial restriction, and they certainly need to increase the number of people they're allowing into Canada.
In response to these concerns, the Canadian government told the BBC that the financial requirements of the program are modelled on the same minimum income requirement used for other family reunification programs. 6,000 miles away from Ontario, Saida passes the time by walking around the small, quiet neighborhood where she is staying in Atbara. She is hoping her mother and brother's passports will be ready soon. Then the family can submit their documents when the process to go to Canada opens in February.
That piece from our editorial partners at the BBC. And amid drone and missile attacks on cargo ships in the Red Sea by Iran-supported Houthi rebels, there's news Egypt's receipts from ships going through the Suez Canal have been cut nearly in half, while a new forecast by the Organization of Richer Countries, the OECD, moved up its forecast for global economic growth this year based on the strength of the U.S. economy. The OECD says rerouting of shipping could add 0.4% to global inflation this year. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.